Hey yo, welcome back to another episode of Above Average Crows Podcast, Numero Cinco. I'm your host today, Darius, and I'm with my two homies, Leon and Randy. Say what's up to the good people.
Who's Leon today?
One of us, I don't know.
Oh shit.
I mean, what's up to the good people? That's not what we're supposed to say, goddamn.
That wasn't part of the script, Darius.
Oh, God. Yo, I mess up one time.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Randall. I mean, Randy. What the fuck?
Uh-oh. His alter ego's in. The Vandal is in.
It's your boy, Randall the Vandal. I'm here to steal your hearts.
Oh, God.
I don't know what the fuck.
What is going on today?
I don't know. Leon, introduce yourself finally, please. So we can get past
this. Well, I always introduce myself as Leon. You always just take Leon away from me. But whatever, you know. I'm Soju Boy Leon, currently drinking a strawberry soju.
Oh, sweet. I got a yogurt soju.
And I have a Dos Equis.
Right now that everybody knows our names and what we're drinking. Darius, what you got for us this week?
Man. A lot of BS, to be honest with you.
Damn.
A lot of bullshit. No.
All right, let's go on and get into it. Shit, you feel like you've been holding this?
I mean, here's how I feel, man. So, like, I'm all about society. You know, I love people. You know, I try to make myself very aware of people, try to make sure that, like, you know, I like to, like, make people feel comfortable. Like, I, you know, like, that's just my personality type, you know?
Yeah, you're a real host of life.
Exactly.
It's like if host was a subclass or like an RPG character class, that would be you.
Right. I just talk it up to my Leo sign, you know, with the fact that, you know, I am the center of the universe, you know, and like I give off my radiance to others for them to feed from, you know, like, so, you know, I'm a nurturer and I'm a host, you know, of feeding my kids.
Yeah, he's definitely gone off the deep end. Hey, Leon, you just want to do this podcast ourselves? Oh, right quick.
Oh, wow.
I feel like he's giving out straight jacket vibes right now.
I did not write the astrology, you know. That's what I mean, talk to the Greeks.
What?
What the fuck? What do you want?
But anyway.
Yeah, go. Come on, host Lord Darius.
All I'm saying is that, you know, as much as I love people, you know, it's people act like you can really just cater to them all the time, you know.
Can't you?
And that's just what's bothering me right now.
But
you're
the greatest host in the universe. You can cater to everybody's very specific and individual needs.
Look, man, I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm not there yet. I'm not like Sebastian level host, like, you know, able to predict everything. I'm not the Black Butler, you know.
But you is the Black. That...
I am Black, but definitely not a Butler.
But okay, what's triggering this? What's got you on about all this whole catering to folk thing?
So, I mean, it started with this whole thing that happened with Demi Lovato, right? You know.
Elaborate a little.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
So evidently a couple of weeks ago, maybe three at this point, Demi Lovato got on Twitter, you know, and she made a post talking about how she went to this Froyo shop that's like, it's like mom and pop owned, like it's super small, and you know, they had sugar-free cookies, I believe that's what it was, and you know, seeing those sugar-free cookies, like, kind of like set her off because, you know, she has some like things that trigger her, you know, and I do feel for her on that. But like she was saying that, you know, like there should be like packaging saying that, you know, this is for like dietary restrictions and so on and so forth, because essentially it set her off about her bulimic incident, you know.
Yeah,
and that's like, you know, and like not to like, you know, belittle her trauma. I mean, you know,
yeah, everybody has trauma. Yeah. Everybody has shit they gotta work through.
Why did she expect for the mom and pop shop to be able to compensate for that, you know?
Right.
They don't know you.
Right.
They don't know you're coming to the store, you know?
Yeah, it's not like what that sounds like to me is like she wants people to know all of her traumas at all points in time. And then and then deal with it. It's just like, I mean, they had sugar. They labeled it sugar free. If you took it as some way of attacking your bulimic episode, that's on you. They definitely didn't have that intention.
That's right. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. And again, it's not like I'm not gonna act like Demi Lovato is the only person who's ever done this before.
Oh, you know? For sure.
She's just the most recent. Oh. But like, it just seems like society's starting to like trend to the fact that like, you know, people feel that individuals should be taken care of by society. You know, and not saying, and in some aspects they should. You know, like as far as your governments,
as far as basic needs, for sure.
Right. But like, you know, like people like can't always be aware of your triggers, and people can't always be making sure that you're good, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's something for you to take care of.
Yeah. As far as traumas are concerned, that's low key between yourself and yourself at the end of the day, because like it's your trauma. I don't think you're going to walk around with like a signboard or a poster board around your neck detailing what it is so people know what not to talk to you about. You feel right, me?
Exactly. Yeah.
So in the same aspect, like everybody's different and shit like that. Everybody got their own shit to work through. It's your issue. And I don't want to sound rude or anything about it, but that is the definition of a personal problem, and expecting the universe to cater to it when they really don't need to, just to make you more comfortable. That's a bit audacity.
We're using audacity for the podcast. Yeah. Hashtag not sponsored.
This podcast is sponsored by... No, we're not. We're not.
No, we're not. Don't do this. You don't get this soon so quick. Don't do that. We have no money.
Yeah, like, yeah. We definitely broke bitches. Except Leon.
Super broke.
Oh, yeah. He's a super broke bitch. Mm-hmm. Has to go to the chiropractor. But, yeah. Fuck. Audacious. Audacious. Yeah, it's pretty audacious for, like, folk to expect that type of catering when... I mean, first off, you need to also understand nobody fucking perfect. So no one's going to perfectly be able to cater to your needs at all points in time. And going back to what you said about like how like your people, the place you live in should take care of you, like the whole government. Basic needs need to be met. And then like as far as like employment and equality and shit like that, that definitely does need to be taken care of. But as far as your own psychological traumas or things that you're going through, if something in the world triggers that, that's not on the world to handle, because the world is still going to be there. Them sugar-free cookies are still going to be there. Whether or not those sugar-free cookies hurt you, that's up to you. That ain't the mom and pop's ability. They got no control over that. They made fucking sugar-free cookies because they understand that not everybody wants to eat. People might be like trying to like watch their weight and shit like that, so they want to be able to market to healthy cookie eaters and not healthy cookie eaters. They don't give a fuck if a cookie's a traumatic thing. Why are you walking into a cookie store anyways?
Well, yeah, it's not even just on the sense of diet, you know. Some people just can't have sugar.
That too,
you know?
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, and look, they were being considerate, and now it just sounds like I'm attacking Demi Lovato.
Which, right, and this thing, nobody's attacking her. Like that's the thing I want to make clear. Okay. Okay. I'm not gonna say like, you know, like she's wrong for feeling the way she feels, because again, you shouldn't feel wrong about feeling something, you know? Like you feel how you feel. It's just how you handle those feelings is what I have an issue with, you know?
Like when folk go to a restaurant that doesn't offer gluten free options, it's like you should have looked that up beforehand.
Right. I mean, in this one, people are like, well, it should be expected. It's like, why should that be expected?
No, you know? It's a restaurant. Right. They have their own chef. They want to make their own food. If you don't see an option for you to eat there, don't eat there.
Right. And like using the example of gluten allergies, right? Like, while it's always existed, it's kind of more, it's only recently been more aware of, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can't just expect for every restaurant to be like, okay, now I've learned how to perfect a gluten-free
version
recipe. Yeah, which still tastes good, if not better.
Yeah. And that's just kind of how it is. That's just kind of life, you know. Don't Don't expect to be able to do everything. Everybody's got limits and shit. I mean, I got limits. Leon's got limits. Darius is apparently the center of the universe.
Hey, Leo signs for life, man.
I fucking guess, bro. it's also like if we go down that rabbit hole of having everybody like cater to everybody's like triggers and don't want to like, you know, get people in a bad way, what the fuck are we gonna talk about? Everybody be too afraid to like say anything. It'd be just nothing but small talk, and you know, for some folk that'd be cool, but then kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, not everybody can small. Well, one, not everybody can small talk, but two, it's just like, I mean, at the end of the day, you gotta be responsible for taking care of you. You know,
yeah.
Like, and that's just what it comes down to. I mean, clearly, if you've seen like a sugar-free cookie set you off, right? And again, I'm not trying to downplay your childhood.
It's just the topic of the moment. Yeah.
You clearly have some issues that you need to work through. You know,
I mean, she has worked through a lot of her issues. She's a very strong and capable woman. I just feel like she didn't need to, you know, throw slugs at a mom and pop shop.
Yeah, because again, they can't do nothing about that. They didn't know you were coming in the store today. You know?
They were just making cookies because, you know, that's what they like doing. Fuck.
Right. And I guess my main guess is like, I was just seeing so many people online saying like, oh, yeah, they should have like had special wrappers that said, oh, for dietary restrictions. It's like, well, I mean, didn't even need to say that.
Yeah, you know? they didn't need to say that. But that's the thing about celebrities is that once you are enamored by a celebrity, you don't know what common sense is. Like, Demi Lovato is in her right for saying, hey, like, it would have been nice if they had these things. But then it doesn't mean that everyone else should be like, oh, you're so right, Demi Lovato. I'm always on your side, blah, blah, blah. Like, come on, I don't know what the situation is, but if they did attack the mom and pop shop afterwards, like, that's even worse. Like, what's the point of that when it's really not affecting you? It's affecting some one person that posted about it.
Correct.
Exactly.
Celebrities are people too. They make mistakes, as we've seen over the past decade. Quite a few of them have been put behind bars for a lot of allegations that have come true to light. But we're not gonna jump into that.
I have a question. That spawns a good question.
Oh fuck.
Why do you think that people can acknowledge that celebrities are people too and they're capable of making mistakes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But we can't do that with law enforcement.
Right. Right. Mm. If celebrities can be held accountable and these are people that people fucking idolize, revered as gods in some weird parts of town, they can be held accountable for shit. Why aren't people who are holding people accountable, why can't they be held accountable either? Because they're people too, and the thing is, it's a tough job being a cop because you have to make judgment calls all the time. But you shouldn't get a free pass for being in a high stress like environment. You have to make a judgment call, and your judgment call just has a lot more weight than normal people do. You should be held accountable for it, which means. The thing is, we're not a lot of people are being held accountable for it, so they're not exercising the critical thinking required in the spot. They're just going with whatever.
Right, and that's another thing I was thinking about, because like if you think about it, people sue doctors for malpractice when they mess up in a surgery, right?
Exactly, and these are highly educated gentlefolk.
Right, but they're still under the same, if not more, high pressure situation that as the police officer, because the fact is they have a life in their hands, you know.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And they, if they mess up, they know, hey, that life may be extinguished forever.
Yeah, they make judgment calls right then and there on the spot too, and they're still held accountable.
Right. So why do you think America has such an issue? And I'd say America, because you know other countries have no problem putting they law enforcers on the spot when they mess up, you know?
I don't know. I'm not well versed in other countries. But I don't see... I want to just say it's a sense of pride at this point. Because America, for the longest time, wants to be the good guy in a lot of things. You know, they always stick in their nose into like other people's wars and shit. And they always like be in the land of the like a place for refugees to run through. Like they always just want to be the good guy. And American law enforcement is the first line of defense and homeland security for a lot of things. And if, you know, that starts looking bad, then is America really the good guy anymore? You know what I'm saying?
Right, but like,
yeah,
if we even dive deeper, you know, it's like America has had these issues with law enforcement for like hundreds of years now, you know?
Correct.
So it's like it's nothing new for the face of the world, you know.
It
maybe it's more exposed now because we have cameras and stuff like that and internet.
That's actually the thing. It's been a problem for us for a very long time, but it's just exposure and coverage has been lacking for the longest time. In recent decades, with the creation of like a bunch of different like social media platforms and stuff like that, it's become more and more apparent to the rest of the world. And honestly, America doesn't want to own up to it, even though the rest of the world can see it. Like, okay, so here was this was like a joke in one of my group texts. What's it called? One of my friends, he was talking about going to New York, you know, just to visit some friends and stuff like that. And one of the other person in the group chat, he was just like, man, you be careful up there. I heard they beat up Asians.
Oof.
It was kind of funny.
Ugh.
It was kind of funny. But at the same time, it's also true. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about dark comedy. Like,
dark humor has some truth in it, but it's like, it's really hard, I guess, when like you can't even rely on your own law enforcement to like keep the peace. I hate the fact that when I see a cop, I don't feel safe. And that's been a red flag that no one wants to acknowledge. Actually, everybody's acknowledged it, but the people giving off that vibe. But
yeah, you know, the crazy part is, man, every interaction that I've had with a cop, and I don't know what the reason why this is, you know, but every time I've had a good interaction with a cop, they've been of a very specific skin tone, to be honest with you. And every time I've had a bad one, it's also been of a very specific skin tone.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a certain complexion disparity between good and bad interactions.
Right, and it makes you wonder, right? Because it's one of those things where like, it can't be the fact that like every like person of a lighter skin tone who's a cop has to think this way.
Right.
Obviously, that's not true, you know?
Yeah. But the thing...
But it makes you...
Go on.
I was just saying, it makes you think, like, is it possibly being portrayed that way in the training that people of darker pigmentations are... just more of a threat,
right?
You know,
and honestly wouldn't feel the way I feel. It's like if they held their bad eggs accountable. That's the thing. I can't speak for a lot of people, everybody, but I just want people to be held accountable. If I'm going to be held accountable for going 90 in a 60, you should be held accountable for a judgment that you made on someone's life.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the crazy part, right? Because they always use the phrase, oh, it's bad eggs or bad apples, right? But they never get rid of them.
Yeah. Rot spreads, head ass, for real.
Yeah. Like, it's like, so you can sit there and acknowledge that, hey, there are people who should be police officers, but y'all don't get rid of them.
Yeah. Step the fuck up, pussies.
Well, there you have it, girl.
Yeah.
There you have it, guys.
Did you call me a girl?
I did, but hey.
Am I cute?
I mean,
oh, damn.
Sometimes.
Okay, I take that. Shit, fuck.
I definitely think you're cute.
Fuck, hell
not
yeah,
sometimes.
Thanks. Damn, daddy, fuck.
It's zaddy to you, imagine. Okay. No, stop.
It's Zaddy.
Zaddy.
Okay, yeah, I guess the solution for that issue, for the first issue, is to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, I mean, first issue, people just need to recognize you are the only one responsible for making sure that you are okay.
Second issue, just you know, hold your shit accountable, bro. You got rules?
Fuck. Exactly. Like, we know there's good police officers. Yeah. We just want y'all to get rid of the bad ones.
For sure, that's it! Shouldn't be that hard, but y'all want to spend tax money saving them for some reason. That's not economic. That's not economical.
Economical. Wow, my guy.
Yo, English is hard.
Yeah, you're right. That's no lie.
Shit, son. Ew. Leon, you got something on your chest, on your mind?
No, nothing at all. And if nothing I do, I don't want to talk about it right now.
Damn.
You sure this is the best spot?
Premium podcast content. First. Not talking about our thoughts. For
real. This is the safest place for the world to hear. The world being, what, the 8 people that listen to us?
Right.
Shout out to all 8 of y'all. I love you.
And tell your friends.
Don't tell your friends.
Tell your cool friends. Don't tell your weird... Don't tell the weird ones.
Yeah, we don't need that bad publicity. Yeah. Hit us back up when we got at least 100 subscribers.
Yeah, I don't need to get canceled right quick. Shit. On that topic, Netflix just dropped a whole new anime? Can I call it an anime?
Is that the Yasuke?
Yosuke.
Yosuke.
Yeah, talking about the black samurai dude, like, hired by Oda Nobunaga. Nobunaga.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like that whole Castlevania. I think it's made by the people who did the Castlevania series on Netflix.
Oh, head ass. Damn.
Yeah, I think it's the same animation studio, at least.
Because I saw that shit, and I was like, that. I mean, I'm a sucker for samurai animes.
Especially during the Sengoku period, man. Like,
it's good shit. It's good shit. And anything Oda Nobunaga related, I'm into. It's hard not to be, you know. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been meaning to watch it. I just haven't had a chance to just sit down and watch it. I know it's voiced by I think Lakeith Stanfield is the guy who plays Yosuke. Have you ever seen Atlanta?
Yeah.
The guy who's Darius.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I say Yosuke. His name's Yasuke. Fuck.
Oh, God, man. I'm just butchering this poor man. This man who contributed being the first black samurai.
Can't even say his show right. I suck.
Unfortunate.
I suck right. Toes. just, you know, cut that out. Isolate that audio clip. Randy's
your favorite Tostitos?
My favorite Tostitos. What type of chip tastes like burnt feet? Toasty toes.
Oh, God.
Best joke. Best joke of the year.
Boo.
Y'all just don't understand good writing.
Oh, wow. Yes, we're the problem.
This is premium literature. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, how have things been at work with everyone, though? Everybody getting along and everything?
Getting along, yeah. I'd say I was getting along.
Shit. Yeah. Damn. Speaking of getting along, how do y'all... So, like... I guess pre-COVID and after COVID, how y'all feel about, like, you know, those moments when suddenly someone was like, y'all want to go get drinks after hours?
Mm.
Like, you know, with everybody together, is that a thing?
Are we talking about with coworkers?
Yeah, who the fuck else is asking that shit?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't really mess with my coworkers like that anyway. Like, fuck. Before COVID, so...
Damn.
Like, Yeah, if y'all ever hear this, I'm sorry, but
fuck y'all. Yeah. I was fake cordial.
All my favorite people. Sorry. It's
fake cordial.
I just have other people I'd rather spend my time with. You know?
That's facts. Leon, you sounded like a little like you had something there for a little second, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's just, you know, when people do that, and I've been sitting in a chair for 8 hours and I'm just wanna, you know, do me, and all of a sudden you want me to do you in a consensual
Wait, we're just getting drinks. What you mean?
I know, but like, I mean, you know, just, you know, do things you want to do besides
what would you do to me?
I would
I hate you. I hate you so much.
I would can we talk about this on the podcast?
Oh, we have the explicit tag.
I mean, technically, they know what's up. It's been 5 episodes in. If they haven't figured it out yet, I don't know what to tell them.
What have they figured out? But yeah. All of a sudden, you know, you've been sitting in your chair for like 8 hours, and all of a sudden, you can't do you after work. You have to go do stuff with other folk. What's up?
Yeah, right. And you just feel, and I used to be one of those that, you know, people pleasers. So it's like you just feel like you have to say yes, and you're like, are we that cool, really? We don't really talk during the day, and now you want to get drinks because you're bored. I'm good. Like, it's.
Yeah. Two sides of that coin. There is definitely people like us three who prefer to go and do what we want after work, and that is to not deal with people at work. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we three have a pretty decent size and quality social group. You feel mm-hmm. me? So
yeah.
If we ever wanted to hang out, like earlier you were mentioned, like if I really wanted to, I could come over today and just have drinks with you after all this shit.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can do that. Like, for some folks, work is socializing.
Mm.
It's like, so for earlier in life, folk have to go to like school and shit. And that's where a lot of their social interaction occurs. Some people go to church, and that's where another set of social interaction occurs. After high school, if you go to college, you can still get that meeting new people experience. But after college, it's pretty much just your job and whoever you were able to pick up along the way during all that time.
True, very true.
Because making new friends after college, hard as fuck.
Yeah. You would have to pick up another hobby or... like really dive into your own and get to groups and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That takes time outside of work that you probably don't even have.
Definitely not. So,
but I guess
go on.
Wouldn't you say that's easier now due to the social media era? I mean, because like for example, on Facebook, there are literally like groups on Facebook that you can connect to.
Well, I mean, granted, they're
complete strangers, but you know, wouldn't that be the same thing at work?
It is exactly the same. Yes. Go on, Leon.
That's. The thing for me, I think for a lot of people probably is that they don't have those hobbies or they're like me and don't, they wouldn't go to one of those things unless they had someone with them. Like I wouldn't probably never have gone to do salsa if I didn't know a friend that was also doing salsa at that time.
We're talking about like the dance or the dip.
Yes, the dance.
Just yeah. Making sure.
Yeah.
You might have taken definitely. like a house husband cooking class or some shit.
Ooh, wow.
We should do that. Nice. That sounds really
together.
Nice.
I can't wait to be a house husband.
Oh god, man. Yeah, that's that, okay. Second, that's those are real goals. Hold up, but yeah, staying on topic.
But yeah, but some people either don't want to do that because they don't want to do it alone, or they just don't have other hobbies. They just all they want to do is drink, which I don't blame them. Sometimes all I want to do is drink.
Same.
So
true.
Yeah. So I like the idea of like the post-work hangout being more of an open invite instead of like a mandatory thing. Don't make me go. But if there are other people of a similar mindset that's trying to like, what do people call it? Network.
Bruh, I hate that term so much, man. There's nothing worse than a corporate sponsored
networking
happy hour. Oh man, there is nothing worse. Because now I have to sit here. Not only do I have to be here, then I have to be here with people I don't like. And then I have to be here with people I don't know and try to like convince them to do business with us. Man.
Did you have to go to like a company barbecue?
Oh my God. Don't get me started, man.
I am getting like, you started.
My old job, right? My old job was just a bunch of that like corporate nonsense, man. Like
fuck the man.
Pretty much. I hate, like, look, here's the thing. If I didn't have to be in a corporate setting, I wouldn't. I would definitely be like, nah, this ain't happening. Because just the fakeness of it, it's just so fake. It's the fact that I have to sit here, smile, and truly act like you're my best friend. I'm not about that. That's just not my mindset. But yet, unfortunately, I'm getting paid to do this, you know? So now I have to put on like my best foot forward and my fakest smile ever. Like, oh yeah, Johnny, that's the funniest shit I ever heard. That's like was super racist that you just told me. But hey, you know, whatever.
That's 100% it too. Like, what the fuck is up with these old heads just dropping racist ass shit? like you had to be on your best behavior, but these motherfuckers could say whatever the fuck they want, and you gotta like suck their toes during the whole conversation.
Right, and they're not even toasty, you know? Yeah. It's just like, oof.
Wow, Darius.
Like, damn. Like, give me some warmth or something, yeah, you know? But like, got me sucking on this dry, cold shit. But anyway.
Ladies out there, warm up your toes before you get your man to suck.
Yo, moisturize. That's all I ask, you know?
And,
like,
and if you're a man and you like sucking toes for other men, you know, do you do? Do you boo boo?
Hey, whatever. Tell they put some damn lotion on them shits too, man.
That's it. I don't want. But anyway. I don't want your toe knuckle to be all that ashy.
Ooh, exactly. If your hand knuckles aren't ashy, your toe knuckles shouldn't be either.
But yeah. Company of barbecue. You just gotta. The food is already catered. Why the fuck I gotta cater you?
And I'm not gonna lie. That's why I go to some shits, because the food is usually amazing. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie about that. Yeah. Like, I eat my weight. I'm like, yo, this must be dinner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's just the fakeness of it all, man. They really try to, like, sell, like, the whole, oh, no, we're a family. We're friends. We sit here and we do all this stuff. And it's like, no one does this.
Yeah.
Like, half of y'all don't even remember my name, you know?
Yeah, what is it, Darius?
Yo, you don't know how many times I've actually gotten called that.
Damn.
So many times. I'm like, yo, my name starts with a D. Like, it.
Like what I'm about to give your wife if you don't shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Nah. Okay. I ain't that disrespectful.
Wow.
You know, I'll take her out to dinner first. You know?
The other D.
But it's all right, just
that's
one
no
of those
toxic
things.
Masculinity.
Right. But nah, man, I mean, that's also a big part of it too, is that toxic masculinity, man.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta sit there and act like, you know, you big boss Hank, oh, I smoke cigars, I drink the finest whiskey, and you're just like, man, I don't care.
You wanna talk about your feelings?
Because I feel like we have some.
Oh, man, there used to be this guy in my old place, He was the typical, like, yo, if you had to think of a word that described him, it was just Jersey Shore, you know? And, like, he had the tan, he was, like, and he was a muscular dude. I ain't gonna, like, he didn't have body goals or anything like that. But, like, I'm just sitting here like, yo, why do you act this way? How old are you? Like,
damn.
There's no way to be acting this way, man. Like,
I feel like I act whatever way you talk about that you're thinking sometimes.
I mean, but you do it as far as like, you know, around friends, you know, you're not sitting here trying to be like, oh, this is, I'm the man, you know, big, strong.
I don't think I do that even around friends. What the fuck?
But yeah,
I'm the most beta dude.
They're gonna sit there. Oh yeah, that's how you know someone's a beta, when they try the hardest to be the alpha.
Hell no.
And it's just that whole shit. Like, and that whole alpha and beta shit pisses me off too, to be honest with you.
Sorry.
It's just like the whole fact of like
beta response there.
Wow. It's just the whole fact, man, that you have to sit there and be someone that you're not.
Right.
And I know people are saying, well, you don't have to act that way. You can be yourself. No, you can't. Because that's not professional. Right. You know?
So, yeah, going back to Leon. I mean, yeah, go on.
No. Go ahead.
Yeah. Going back to Leon talking about, like, hanging out with coworkers outside of work. That's like, the biggest key there. You're still all coworkers at the end of the day. You can't fully relax around your coworkers, even if you're going out for drinks, because snitches, man. There's some fucking brown noses out there who will hold the whatever it is that you say or do during them events against you and use that because they think it's going to get them advancement or some shit. It's like, you can't. I would love to think we could hang out after work and be cool. But at the same time, I don't fucking know you. I don't know what your intentions are. And honestly, I would just rather not deal with it because I don't want to be playing a guessing game when I'm supposed to be relaxing. I would rather just go home and relax doing whatever, like cooking, food or meth, but whatever.
Oh, outside. Yeah, by the way, can I come over after this?
Yeah, I got the...
Stop.
Got the food and the bed.
Yeah. I got that chili pea to sprinkle in. That's my signature. Oh, gosh. But, yeah.
By meth, guys, we talk about MSG.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I actually need to re-up on MSG. I'm out. I've been cooking a lot. Oh, shit's good. I made pho. Anywho, sorry. But yeah. Shit. But at the same time, I do understand the need to, like, socialize and all that stuff. So, I mean, don't go for drinks as, like, the premium, like the first social event y'all do together. Honestly, just try to have, like try to meet. If work is the place you want to socialize and talk to people, like, on your breaks or whatever. Because everybody's on break, and sometimes they want to socialize. If they don't, then they don't, because somebody, they just want to be left alone. But then you know that those aren't the ones that you're going to be cool with anyways. But
right.
Leave the socializing. Like, be cordial at work. And if you vibe with somebody, just talk to them. And be whatever. Don't put yourself in a situation out the gate by going out for drinks with folk. You know? I definitely did not listen to Darius when it comes to the whole no new friends mindset, you know, when it comes to work.
But, I mean, that's a whole nother topic, though. There's some reasons why you didn't do that. So, it doesn't really apply to this.
You're right. Again, I needed something from socializing with folk at work. I did make a solid bro at work, like, genuine dude. That I do not mind going out for drinks for. Can't say the same about the rest of y'all, because y'all weird. And that's a lot for me to say, because y'all know me. If y'all are listening to this shit, y'all already know. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, right? And again, it's not like I'm just some regular dude. You do what you want in your life. But that's just how I see it. Like, for me, I'm not there to make friends. I'm there to collect my check and boost my career, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
I gotta take care of myself with this money. I ain't trying to spend it on you and whatever bullshit you're getting me through.
Exactly. But if you want me to be friends, the best way to do it is not force me to be your friend or force me to talk to you.
That also a thing. Don't expect people to want to be with you and hang out with you as much as you want to be with them and hang out with them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's with anything. That's not even just a work thing. That's just like anything.
Yeah.
You know, you can't force a relationship.
Yeah.
You know,
it's been a lot of hearing some very controlling motherfuckers, male and female, or whatever it is you identify as. Like, stop trying to control so much. You know.
Oh, yeah, I mean. You have a realm of like control, you know, and usually that's anything that's within your arm's length is what you can control.
I don't, I never understood what's it called, changing the person you decided to, you will either want hang out with or be with to whatever your ideal is. It's like, you low key, you should have been interested in like being with them or hanging out with them or being friends with them for like who they were, and not to try to like make them closer to what you are. Because at that point, you can go talk to your fucking self. Just, you know, tossing that little tidbit out there. Okay, but yeah, solution on the coworker get-togethers. Leon, what you got?
I mean, you guys basically said it. The solution is to feel them out and really see what they're into and not just be like, hey, you know, we sit next to each other. You want to go get a drink?
Yeah.
It's not quite it.
Yeah.
Unless you know that I'm a drinker, or I go to the bars and, you know, I dance salsa when they have salsa night. Then all of a sudden, you know my interests and not just let's drink.
By the way, you have like a salsa partner?
I mean, currently, yeah, I have one.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty baller. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's the most upscale shit I've ever heard.
Well, I mean, me and the missus will be starting bachata classes too.
Damn, bro.
Oh my god, I love bachata, bro. Bachata. I mean,
y'all are welcome to come join us.
Yeah. You know? The fuck.
Plenty
I'm
of
just
people.
Just saying, man.
Plenty
you
of
know,
people.
It'll put some points on the map. That's all I'm gonna say.
Points on the map.
Points on the map. I don't understand.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. If you know, you know. That's the great Pusha T said.
What? Push? I push a T?
Push.
Leon, you want to go start our own show? Darius not making sense anymore.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
You're just saying shit. You don't want to explain it.
What do you mean? Like, oh my goodness. Points on the map, man. It's another phrase of saying, like, points on the board.
You just say points on the board.
Oh my god. Sometimes I can't always facilitate the thoughts in my head in the correct manner. Oh my god.
So yeah, like, points on the map. Like, I'm thinking, like, them iPhone pins. Like, what the fuck? You try to.
Shit. That's another thing. The location.
What does that do for me?
Oh my god. Anyway, connect the dots, my guy.
I'm about to connect this fist to your forehead. I swear to God.
Anyway.
Wow. Alpha male Randy over here. Wow.
I've never thrown hands. The fuck? Mosh pits don't count. I was about to say.
Oh god. Don't miss those.
I do miss those. What you mean? What was it we were talking about the other day? It's like, we've been too chill lately. Like, I have all this aggression building up. Like, I need to go to like a ratchet ass concert.
Bruh.
Just get it all out of my system again.
Being in the mosh pit will do it.
Yeah, it's like, all right, cool. I can go the next like what 20 years without having to do this again. And do over this shit.
No, at that point, 20 years later, you will be too old for that shit.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm chilling in a jazz hall, and all of a sudden the dude gets on the mic, it's like, open up the motherfucking pits. I'm like, I'm gonna get trauma. I'm gonna get some PTSD.
Bruh, I was winded last time. Man. I was what, 25 at the time. Like, shit. I was like, whoo. Sheesh, my guy. These youngins out here.
These youngins, they knuckin' and buckin'.
And they ready to fight the guy.
Oh shit. Oh man. Just man. One last ride for Randy, and then he's just gonna be a homebody. Fuck it.
I'm telling you, it's that husbando at home, man. That's the goal.
Yeah, house husbandry. We need to normalize that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to start, first off, we need to equalize the wages between male and female.
That should be the campaign. Corporations, equalize wages so I can stay at home.
Real talk. Like, yeah. The more money they make, the higher my chances of being a stay-at-home dad become. And I am ready.
I already got my recipe books ready. Like, I cook, I clean. Yeah. Like, trust me. Yeah. I'm ready.
We just need a cute apron to wear all the time. All the time.
Okay.
Be like a black apron with like a weird bear like off to the side, like in tiny print. Just oh, and that's all I would wear. Like if I go grocery shopping, it's like people know I am the house husband.
That's the symbol.
Yeah. I would go to her job, drop off her lunch, and then when she done eating, I would take the dirty whatever and go home and clean it and prepare dinner and shit. Fuck it.
Whatever. Wow. I don't even know what it is. You got a lot of work to do.
Oh. I mean, yeah. I'm not there yet because I'm still working, so I don't have any training.
Right.
Yeah. What's it called? I mean, let me. Who was just recently divorced? Bill Gates and what's her name?
Mary Gates, Miranda Gates, something.
Yeah, Melinda.
What Melinda the hell? Melinda Gates. Melinda. Yes. I mean, shoot. I mean, so let me holla. Again, I cook, I clean, I do whatever you mean, you know.
Shit, boy, Belinda got enough money to have her own personal harem.
Yeah, I'm shit.
That's all I'm saying.
Shit. Take care of me, and I'll take care of you.
Nah, she's like, yo, I don't need you to take care of me. That's what Robert's for.
Who the fuck is Robert?
Wow.
Don't worry about it. Wow. You are Randall, and you are there to be the vandal.
Yeah. The fuck that even mean? You have all the money you need. What the fuck I'm gonna steal? Your calories? The fuck?
I mean, breaking the sweat, right?
She. I'm not comfortable with all that. I just want to be your cook. I'm not a whore, okay?
Shit, for this 100 mil, you are.
Okay, yes, I am. I am. Yes,
I am. I am now.
Zaddy. I mean, Zami. Is that how?
Zami.
Would you like me to refer you as Mommy?
Mommy?
No, it's still Zaddy. Okay.
Okay.
Do that little Asian thing for me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
We done. Anyway.
I wish I didn't add the word little to it.
We done.
We only like 40 minutes in. We got
next topic.
Oh, it wasn't even that depressing of a thing, but you still want to do a Brown Bear Bright Side for the week?
Oh, man.
Nah?
I mean, I guess... Well, I do have something else I do want to talk about.
Okay. Fuck the bright side.
So, I guess the another issue that I was made aware of recently is down in Austin, Texas, they passed this bill of legislation where essentially it outlaws homelessness, right? And the homeless population in Austin is actually pretty large. Yes. What they do is the bill says that, you know, they're fined, you know, a certain amount of money if they put up a camp, right? Put up a tent on any like public property or whatever, whether it be park, sidewalk, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And so from there, if they get fined 3 times, they are then put into jail, you know?
Okay.
If they're charged criminally and then put into jail.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it dumbfounds me that Austin's solution to this problem is not to build more homeless shelters or not to provide more needs for those who are less fortunate, but we're just going to throw them in jail.
Okay.
And it's just like, how...
backwards?
Yeah, how backwards is that, you know? Like, because you... And then, like, people make the BS argument that, oh, people choose to be homeless. Not many people choose to be homeless. Like, I'll say maybe 5% of homeless people choose to be homeless, you know? And at that point, they're just nomads. They're not homeless.
Like, yeah, they're travelers.
And it's just one of those things where it's like, how can you sit there and be like, yeah, I'd rather criminalize you being down on your luck instead of doing something to help you. This is why I was going back to saying the government should help you with your basic needs and necessities, because guess what? You're a citizen, you know? I'm sure at one point you were paying taxes before you lost your house and home, you know? Like, so you can't sit there and be like, oh, the government doesn't owe you anything, because I'm sure at one point you were paying taxes. So, yeah, they owe you something, you know? And you would think that whole thing would just be the basic necessities of like, hey, we're going to open up a shelter. We're going to make sure these people have some kind of affordable housing, whether it be Section 8 or whatever. And but I have my own issues with Section 8. But, you know, we're going to do something to where, you know, these people are provided with help, you know? And y'all just like, someone said, nah, fuck all that. We just want to throw their asses in jail. And then we're going to give them some fines that they that we know they can't pay. Like, for what? So when they get out of jail, they own this, like, this big number. Then we can come back and say, hey, you don't have, you can't collect. We're going to throw your ass back in jail.
Right. It's just what? They're literally just making an endless cycle.
Yeah, it's like
what? People already have a hard time getting out of, and now they're just putting the final nail in the coffin for them.
Exactly.
The road to recovery is now non-existent.
Exactly. And the crazy part is, man, we have more legislation that protects homeless animals and underprivileged animals than we do people. And I'm not saying that animals don't deserve protection and everything like that, because they do, but like, damn.
I mean, who's
we don't even get the same treatment as animals.
Here's the thing: who's going to take care of the animals if the humans ain't there?
Right. Yeah. Like, it's like how people actually take dogs away from homeless people because they say they can't provide them the care that they need, but yet they won't give homeless people the care that they need.
Right.
Like what?
Right. It's real backwards, and honestly, all you're doing is making more work for yourself, because now your jails are filled up with homeless people, which they might not even all be all that mad about, because they finally have a roof over their damn head
and food.
You're providing for them, which I mean, joke's on you, I guess, dumbass.
But see, you're right, where the taxpayer is paying for them to be in jail and paying for the necessities. But here's the crazy part, right?
Yeah.
They say that, oh, they're bums. Like, they don't have jobs. They don't have this. They don't have that. If you throw them in jail for being homeless, that's a charge on their record.
They won't be able to get a job.
Exactly. So it doesn't help the problem.
Yeah. Now, what you can do with that taxpayer money that's being used to suddenly take care of the homeless people is to, you know, take care of the homeless people with that taxpayer money. You know. Maybe do some trade training, you know, put some people towards that, you know.
Whatever. That's the thing, Randy. They don't care about that. And that was never the goal. The goal wasn't the fact to help these people.
Yeah.
It's a revenue system.
But there's no money to be made. All you're doing is spending it.
Well, it is money being made. They're taking money from the taxpayers. The city are.
Yeah, but
and they're putting it to wherever they want to be, where they want to put it.
That's fair. That's fair.
So you're still funding something.
You're fair.
It's probably not going towards your benefit.
That's fair. That's 100% fair. That's actually shitty.
I'm telling you, government's a scam.
I mean, paying taxes without knowing what those are, what the money is going for.
See, and that's the key, right?
Yeah.
I believe taxes should be had, but you gotta show me where my money's going.
Yeah. I need your receipts.
Like, I should be able to look at city projects and say, hey, I want my money to go towards this.
Honestly, yeah. If you can decide where your taxes go, I think a lot more shit would get done. It's kind of like a real RTS game, like Factorio. Like, you point and choose like where you want to put your resources. And if people had the options of, you know, like when they have to pay their taxes, I guess at the beginning or at the end of the year, they make the decisions like what project do you want your taxes to go towards? And there's like a set group, like within like your immediate area, or if you want to go big or whatever, you could put it towards like a more United Front somewhere. Things, I think projects would get finished a lot faster. Plus, it lets the government know what, you know, your country genuinely cares about, because that's where the money's going.
Exactly. Like, can you imagine if I could sit there and say, hey, I want my taxes to go more so making sure that there is fiber optic internet everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, universal Wi-Fi or shit like that.
Imagine, this shit would probably be, like, it would have been funded probably like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. The issue with that is like ISPs, like Charter, AT&T. Anytime like a government agency or like a local town hall or anything tries to start up their own like public internet, they go like those private internet companies, they go off and they like undermine any effort to that for that government to like actually get it off the ground.
And, well, yeah, and that's my thing, right? Because at the end of the day, you can, I mean, these big corporate governments, all they're doing is lobbying. I mean, that's all they're doing. And but I mean, that's up to your politician to say like, nah, you know, this is for the good of the people. You know, you can still have, like, for example, what I mean is by having a internet service, I mean having it to where high speed internet is available, right? But these ISPs are the ones that lay down their wires and stuff like that, right? So for example, like I can give a whole stipend, right? Let's say this project would take $2 billion to fund, right? We get the $2 billion. I go to these ISPs and say, look, here's the $2 billion right here, but this is what you have to do.
Right.
And you can use your cables, you know, so on and so forth. So that way you're still in the game. You're still making money, right?
Yeah. You're not just getting the
citizens are getting what we paid for.
Yeah.
Maybe I should run for mayor.
No. Mm-mm. No. It's Texas. You're black.
That's all right.
That's okay.
We're not there yet.
Oh. I'm about to force this relationship like they do at me at work, you know?
Wow.
Me and my other relationship.
You gonna love me, man.
I don't think
gonna love me.
I don't think I have a choice. You have a knife to my back. What do they call this? Stockholm Syndrome? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Nah. But I would kind of... I would very much like to see like the ability to choose where my tax money is going, because instead of having all these half-ass completed projects and all of my shit going to the military, I kind of want to better my life and my future generations, if I have future generations. You know, I want the future to be easier. I don't like all these old heads talking about how like difficult it was and getting mad at people for having an easier life. That's the point. Why do you want people to stay struggling? I just don't get the spite, the hate, the greed sometimes, because it's pointless. It really is.
Yeah, I agree.
Shit.
Yeah, I think the only problem with having us tell them where we want our taxes to go is that we will eventually need someone to pay for the military, and not everybody's going to be like, yeah, go ahead, put some of my taxes towards the military, because not everybody wants a military in the first place, and we still need protection, so we still have to pay for that some way.
Yeah,
so maybe you set off a certain percentage, right?
Yeah, I think there can be a cutoff. Like, it's like this amount directly definitely goes to like security, homeland security, the military, stuff like that. But I think like, as far as what's necessary is concerned, like, I think what we're spending right now, a bit over the top.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A bit much.
Because it's like this. It's like, let's just say...
We ain't even fighting nobody.
I mean, we constantly fight people. We just don't know about it.
Yeah, you're right. We're fighting people at home right now. At the fuck it. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, that's a whole nother subject for another day. Yeah. But let's just say, for example, we're paying like 50% of our income, right, in taxes, right? And we say, okay, well, 5% automatically goes to the military, right? Now you have this 10% to determine where you want to go. And then out of these categories, you can only put in certain, like this amount, right?
It's kind of like stock options when you're doing your 401k and shit like
that. I mean, pretty much, but
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, just have that be a thing. This is the... the military specific plan. If you truly believe in that, you could just divert all of it.
If you want to divert all your taxpaying money to the military, then cool. But now that's your choice.
Yeah,
right?
It's your choice. This is the even spread plan. You know, a point whatever of a percentage goes everywhere. You covered it. This is the healthcare one. This is the Wi-Fi specific one. You know, and stuff like that.
Infrastructure probably would be.
Yeah.
That probably on the infrastructure.
I'm not.
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's that to me. That just seems, and of course, nothing's ever that simple, you know. But it just seems like that's a better way, because you know people complain about paying taxes, but it's not the fact that they have to pay taxes. This is because of the fact that like
I wasn't taught how to pay taxes. Oh, I mean, yeah. That's
right. Fuck. Shit. You get anything to recover with that one?
Nah, not really.
Shit. That's an awkward spot to kind of end it, but
I mean, I guess now we can do the bright side.
yeah. What you got?
On the bright side, I guess for the first topic about taking care of yourself, you know, mental health is always important, and make sure that, you know, I like the fact that we talk about that more. We have more resources, even though I feel like we still have enough or things that are affordable. But you know, everything is a process. But on the bright side, you know, we are more active in that conversation, and we're also trying to make sure that everybody's good and everybody's mental is good. What else? For the thing about the homelessness. Yeah, man. I guess the bright side is the fact that I've talked to a lot of people who live in Austin, and they hate this bill, you know? They think it's unfortunate that they're penalizing the people for a situation that a lot of them didn't try to be in. And hopefully, because of that outrage, something will change from that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all I got.
So, Leon? Leon!
Man, I can't think anything right now. I didn't plan this one.
Fuck. All right. Let me toss my anime one out there. This one's from Shiro, Log Horizon, Isekai VR MMORPG anime. If you can't do something, then don't. Focus on what you can do. That's it.
Hey.
I mean,
well, actually, very some wise words to live by. Actually.
Yeah, it's never think that there's nothing you can do. There's something that you can do. Do that shit. Don't stress yourself and cause a potential whatever by trying to do something that you're not unsure of in the moment. Like if there's a crisis happening, handle it in the way that you can. You're not Superman. And even Superman makes mistakes. You're not perfect, but you are you, and you've got your own strengths, man. Just live by those.
Hey, those are some wise words to live by.
Shit, I love y'all.
Okay, hey. Love you too. Bye.
Did you come up with something, Leon? Or we just gonna end it there?
I mean, the bright side is, I don't feel alone in this life, and A lot of people don't feel alone. And a lot of people do. But I'm sure there's someone out there that can help you not feel alone.
Yeah. Just don't find it at the after work beer party.
That's how mistakes can be. Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's someone doing a walk of shame to the cubicle next to you.
Yeah, you don't want that. Like,
kind of want that.
Wow.
All right, we'll end it there.
I was supposed to stop recording.